And now I'll break into some poetry of my own from a project that I'm working on called the Edipingala. So, this woman arose, nine times the strength of her body, her soft lap a centipede, her sewn garments mollusks, her wool a tattered feathered cat, her infant clothes a carpet. This woman rose and she carried a discreet bird harvest in a blanket. She carried the blanket into the woods to hang funeral ornaments. In the fiefdom by the harbor, in this shanty town by the cliffs, shells all lost and broken, all the cloudy serfdoms, to see the old man is a passage, and sea is salt, and the man in his fishing boat is the nightly watch, seagulls being counted. Over the noise of the 4 o'clock train and the sounds of the old country, the people rise. The suns of the border towns are misty. It's a rickety ship and the longest ocean. And the silver tree on the other mountain is still marked with oil and snow. All this ivy for the noise of the grandfather clock. And for the church girl. And for gypsum moss. And for all the wheat sheaves. Boyhood with its needles. And she in the girlhood of her primary youth. This is one of the tugboats carved under the light of the most robust winter. Boyhood with its clock tug, and she in her girlhood of pregnant animals. 50 years ago, to leave a man untended in the sea was illegal. Today he can stay there until his milky skull, like salt form, his coral crown wet and glistening. I felt just like a bastard. I feel just like Bailey for Palm. He rose from the dead sleeping in a corridor. He rose from the safety of skylights. He was dead, muffled under the river sounds. You found me by the river hanging. I built a noose and left it there. Your eyes drawing waves. Stoplight, lamplight, dressing room, ampersand. Firelight, I rise, you rise, you rise, I rose from the dead a winter ago. Past Lady Poem. There are 5 more cities between us. They open their wingspans and devour the last town. Between us, we met a soldier silently by the grave. Between us, 5 more miles. So we parked the car and set out looking for the soldier who irons infant clothes. There is a desert between us. A startling road with a river and a pair of boys' combat clothes. When we found the soldier, we told him that sergeants end up living their final days behind grocery stores, seldom checking time clocks. Between us, we hid ourselves and in 5 years checked back to find a pair of hummingbirds on the back porch of the sinister Klondike where we parked our cars. Between us, a race to the river. We dripped emerald and saliva. The westward expansion between us. 5 continents north of leopards. A history field where time stops moving and we bring the tired soldier to the ship. He bellows like a man about to kill a flock of geese and surrounds the cabin between us. We go quickly from winter fields, quickly from mountains, quickly from snowstorms, quickly evading all distance. Here rests a picture of first winter rain. You can't see it because it's not something particularly solvable. There is hope. The sky is bare, grass is bare, trees barely touch, a jungle, a cloudy rain-curled jungle. I wore my sun clothes to Brooklyn, drove over the Tank River, wore a flower wreath to go to the rooftop. Steeple Heart, dirty city, one wounded and dead. Lady of the harbor, dirty lady, you made me place my necklace on the wrong dresser. I don't want to go back to Denver or New York, for this place is relatively ancient. Several naked people are in a blue room, and they are wearing flower wreaths. Wilderness, path of access. To the south, we see silver eagles. Over the hills, we see golden skirts. This is explicit. Whomsoever shall bronze the demigods will blank out righteously. The breath of the Heartland Express trucks, the rigor of flesh landscape commerce, pubescent in idolatry, this half-formed dress I put on in the backseat of the truck, So the labored dress of semen, mucus, clouds. The truck went back to Princeton and drew the street's arithmetic. Infant clothes burning in the fireplace. Yellow lukewarm sashes children wore proudly. Clamshells collecting light in the putrid lantern. My nightmares, flickering lamps, thorns, deer's antlers, musky and full of breath. These candles, the elongation of their flames. Slowly awake. This is the longest year of them all. This is the longest day of them all. This is the morning of all mornings. I am asleep. I am laying still. Slowly awake. This is the longest year of them all. This is the longest day of them all. This is the morning of all mornings. Slowly awake. But the trap door, a kinetic experience, the way out through the back of the head. Among the tempests. I am cold in my mouth. Excuse me. I am cold and my throat has swallowed the entire day. The surf in my mouth, I am dripping ice. You travel behind me, your blanket of sod cloaking the gathering dust. Your salty wood pine I thought was the same wood pine we used to build our funeral chairs. He made each girl a runner. He made each girl a soft green mermaid. He made each girl freeze, bathe moth. Each girl frozen, yet delighted. Give me motion enough to stare in the face of this frozen capital. Give me a cloak to wear. Give me human feet. I will cast away your steamships for this fertile pond of peace. The mating season of our pigeons fertilizes time enough for herons to die. The last wave of birds cast in ivory. The ocean bronzed itself. The ducks given wildly to inter-harvest bird lore. Pregnant mammals hand themselves over. Pregnant storks carry human babies over sandy hooks. There is cocaine in the cupboard sipping moths. Cocaine in the pearl tree where pigeons rest. Time travel, the roots and meanings of our oceans, shadows and how they keep giving mixed messages. It is summer. This is all possible. Thank you.